92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. When President Donald Trump signed a bill to reopen the government, he also closed a loophole for hemp and cannabis. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The loophole has allowed the sale of hemp products nationwide, even in states like Wisconsin, where cannabis is illegal. The loophole, created by the 2018 Farm Bill, allowed cannabis products if they contained less than 0.3% THC by dry weight. The new signed law closes that loophole, and along with it, cracks down on most THC products that have been proliferated in the past 7 years. Dispensaries, smoke shops, gas stations, and even those drinks next to alcohol at the grocery store. The crackdown would take effect next September. Ignite Dispensary is one of many businesses that would be affected by the new law. Spokesperson Tim Fry says given the federal shift, he's been meeting with state lawmakers to make changes in Wisconsin.
So we are lobbying super hard to actually get a hemp bill passed in Wisconsin. If that doesn't happen and federal stays the same, every store is out of business, basically. 95% of the products will be taken off of the market.
Fry says that the medicinal properties of hemp help a lot of people, including veterans with PTSD and older adults with chronic pain. Meanwhile, some communities in Wisconsin have started to crack down on cannabis-containing substances, prohibiting the sale to people under 21 and implementing other measures. Most of Wisconsin's neighbors won't be affected by the change. Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have legalized recreational marijuana. A study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that 3 out of every 10 residents in Wisconsin, 21 or older, live within an hour's drive of a legal recreational marijuana dispensary.
It's the busiest travel week of the year. More people hit the road for Thanksgiving than any other holiday. AAA estimates 1.65 million people in Wisconsin will be traveling more than 50 miles away. That's about 28% of our whole population. And with a 2% rise in travelers this year, that would set a new record. A vast majority of people going on a trip for Thanksgiving will be driving. So as usual for the holiday, be ready for a lot of traffic. There are some time frames that will be particularly busy. If you're hitting the road, listen up. Roads will be busiest today from noon to 9, tomorrow from 11 to 8, and all day long on Sunday. There are a few highway construction projects, including I-3990 from the Beltline to Sun Prairie, I-94 from Dane to Jefferson Counties, Highway 51 in McFarland and in Stoughton, and 18-151 in Verona. Advocates and law enforcement are urging you to have a designated driver if you'll be drinking. Holidays can turn tragic when people drive impaired. Data shows on average 173 people die each year over the Thanksgiving holiday in drunk driving crashes. That's 35% of all traffic deaths during that time period. To keep the roads safer, AAA has activated its Tow2Go program. Someone who has their car with them and maybe imbibed more than they planned can call, and a tow truck will take the person and their car to their destination, only within a 10-mile radius. But the program is free, and you do not have to be a AAA member. Meanwhile, some Wisconsinites are taking to the skies, about 8% of people traveling. On average, round-trip flights for Thanksgiving cost about $700, which is similar to what they cost last year. According to AAA's report, the top destinations for Wisconsinites are mostly in Florida. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Detroit to face the Lions on Thanksgiving. Kickoff at Ford Field at noon Thursday. We learned that quarterback Jordan Love is dealing with a separated left shoulder, an AC joint sprain he suffered last week against the Giants. Is that why he was only handing off the ball with his right hand against the Vikings?
Yeah, exactly. It didn't affect me too much. You know, took a couple hits on it, but was fine for the most part. And yeah.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to Portland, 115-103. It's their fifth loss in a row. They play the Heat in Miami tomorrow night. And the Wisconsin Badgers, Mimi Collier, on being the number one pick overall in the Major League Professional Volleyball Draft.
It was so much fun. We're having a little watch party in the locker room right now. The whole staff is there. Some of the girls are there. And it's so nice just being surrounded by people that I love and experiencing a moment like this. And it's something I'll never forget.
That's Wisconsin's Mimi Collier with Sports I'm Mike Clemens.
A little drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day with a few more scattered rain showers later this afternoon. Our high today, upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, rain off and on through the night. Our low dropping into the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain likely at a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.